Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year.
Ladies, gentlemen, Mrs. Wunschlady, Tazigian, whatever your name was, I forgot it. Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials, and it's another Challenge of the Quizmaster, folks, because this time on the Challenge of the Quizmaster, a very special Quizmaster is stopping by, someone who has never, in fact, mastered a quiz in his life, at least not for me. I'm sure he's done it other times on other networks, other podcasts, highly sought after podcast host and guest. Phil Aduju is here, and Phil, you have been on the Quizmaster before, but you've been the one taking the quizzes. Are you nervous to be mastering them in your big pointy green hat and green suede shoes?
I'm pretty nervous to be giving the quiz. I'm not going to lie to you, Al.
Yep. I'll give you the tips. I go by my wife's goals and my wife's tips. That sounds even worse than I thought it would.
Whoa! Heyo!
I got your wife's tip right here, baby. All right. This is the one where I don't write a script, so what are you going to do? The main thing to do is read all the options, and then this is
thanks, Al.
Solid
the
advice.
Main thing you need to do is read
and try to argue against the person's first instinct, because that is
okay.
good for the conversation.
All right.
I have no doubt that you will excel as a quizmaster, Phil. But of course, first and foremost, we have to determine what the quiz I will be taking today is.
Well, Al, as we all know, Sabrina is one of the shows that is probably pinnacle in our generation in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to find out what year of the 90s are you, Al?
Ooh, very interesting because, of course, I was born in 92. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm 26 years old. Although, for some reason, my girlfriend keeps thinking that I'm 27. And it's like, no, I'm slightly younger. Shut up. She doesn't need to know that.
He will eventually be that year age.
I never will. It's a Peter Pan thing going on.
No. He doesn't want to grow up. He wants to be a Toys R Us kid.
That's true. Oh, maybe
they're out of business.
Maybe that's a hint for this first question. I don't know.
Oh.
But yes, I was born in 92, but a lot of people who were born in the late 90s especially seem to think of their 90s kids when it's like, you were 1.5 in the year 2000. Go fuck yourself. You didn't live through anything of the 90s. Like, I actually have memories of being in the 90s. I have memories of watching Sabrina Teenage Witch live on air during Halloween and other times. I have memories of TGIF. I have memories of watching the X-Men after school. I have memories of Spider-Man the Animated Series and Batman the Animated Series. I am a 90s kid. I ate that weird ass Heinz orange and like purple.
We had the
ketchup.
Green one.
We had the green one. There was also the blue one. We were 90s kids, all right? None of this fake ass 90s shit. I was born in like the autumn of 99.
Nah,
take
man.
Me back.
We drank Surge like everybody else.
That's right.
Come on. We had the lollipop rings. Come on. We had all that shit. That's how we rolled.
Lisa Frank all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, take it away.
So, like I said, the quiz is which year of the 90s are you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're brought to our first question, brought to you by the wonderful people at BuzzFeed.
Yes.
Question number one is, pick a 90s movie. Now, I'm going to list the options,
mm-hmm.
So please hold your answer until I'm done with all the options, Al.
Fair enough. You're quite the strict quiz master here, Phil.
I know. Well, you know. Maybe if they had me, Sabrina would have been a little bit better.
She would have gotten her license in like 3 months.
In like 3 days, it would have been over.
To be fair, half the time, Quizmaster doesn't even get to see Sabrina, so it's harder for him to teach her.
That's true. He's not there half the time. So the first one is going to be Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story, Sister Act, Baps, The Mask, Scream, Fight Club, Shakespeare in Love, or Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, Al, which one of these do you think, to you, best symbolizes your 90s movie?
You know, that's an interesting question. Some of these I haven't seen. I'll admit that right out at the beginning. Baps, I don't really have any association with. I've never seen it. Shakespeare in Love, never seen it. Is that it? Yeah, I've seen Silence of the Lambs. Look, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm down to, I'm going to say three. Toy Story was a very big movie for children of my generation. I more so remember seeing Toy Story 2 in theaters. Toy Story I definitely saw, but it was more home video just because when it came out, I was probably 3 years old because I think it was 95. So I didn't see it in the theaters. The first movie I did see in the theaters, Phil?
No clue.
In and Out.
Oh, yes. In and Out.
With, who was it? It was Kevin Kline? I think it was Kevin Kline.
I think so, yeah.
God, what a great movie to take.
First movie in the theater?
Yeah, a great movie to take a kid to.
Paramount Pictures and Spelling Entertainment present a story about a man who was pronounced out.
I may hire an attorney. I may sue.
Get Johnny Cochran, not that woman.
Before the jury was in.
Does anybody here know how many times I've had to watch Funny Lady?
You're our son and we'll always love you. As long as you get married. I need some beauty and some music and some place cards before I die. It's like heroin.
Kevin Kline.
Look at me. Do I look like a homosexual?
Would you walk for me?
Hey. In and out.
Repeat after me.
Yo.
Yo.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
What a fabulous window treatment.
What a fabulous window.
That was a trick.
Al, do you know what my first movie was?
Oh, jeez. The, I don't know, that one where the train was coming at the people? I'm calling you old here, Phil.
No. Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, man. Are you one of those people that thinks Ghostbusters 2 is as good as Ghostbusters 1?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, I mean, there's different things to it, but.
The only thing I remember about In-N-Out is the movie is basically like Kevin Kline is about to get married and then comes out as gay, or he gets like outed. But I remember having gone seen it. I went to school, so I think it would have been maybe kindergarten, maybe it was first grade. I don't really remember when it came out, but I remember going to school and explaining the movie to kids, and then like after that, like a couple of days after, mom like taking me aside and going like, you can't talk to kids about the movie because I was using the word gay a lot. And they're like, you can't say that at school. It's like, all right, geez. I mean, I thought it was a good movie, but whatever. I was a woke boy even when I was a little boy. There you go. But the other one here possibly is Mrs. Doubtfire because I didn't see this movie until 2014, maybe? I saw it on Netflix at one point.
Really?
Yeah, but like, I still like it. I still think it's a really good movie. I think it's one of Robin Williams' best movies because, like, so often Robin Williams' movies are just like him doing a bunch of impressions and a bunch of voices. And I think here, yes, much like the man who got punched in the gut, his classic character. But I think here, at least, like, there is a connection to the character and there's like a reason to root for him because he's trying to get his family back from the handsomest man in the world, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Yep. But really the winner for me here, Phil, and to be fair, when I saw this list of movies, it wasn't even a question, is the classic 90s movie, and I think one of the greatest comedies of the 90s, Sister Act.
Really?
I cannot tell you how much I actually fucking love the movie Sister Act, Phil.
I've never seen anybody killed before.
If you testify, I'm going to put you in the last place on earth that Vince would ever look for you.
She's an ideal prospect for rehabilitation.
Absolutely not. That is not a person you can hide. That is a conspicuous person designed to stick out.
Look at me. I'm a penguin.
I'd like to offer a great big hi there and hello to Sister Mary Clarence.
This stuff is terrible. It tastes like...
There are three vows every nun must accept. The vow of poverty, the vow of obedience, and the vow of chastity.
I am out of here.
I think it is a genius movie. I think it is maybe Whoopi Goldberg's best. I think it is hilarious at times. I think Maggie Smith, who plays like the strict mother superior of the group of nuns, is hilarious in the movie. I think Whoopi Goldberg is great. I think all the songs are fun. And I think, importantly, it is a movie that does not overstay its welcome. It knows what it's there to do. It's a fun little, like, mobby movie, because basically Whoopi Goldberg's character is a singer who's dating a mob boss in Vegas, and, or I think it might be Reno, actually. And she sees him kill someone, and then the police have to hide her, so they hide her in a nunnery in, I want to say, like, Chicago or somewhere up north. And basically, not only is it her being a lounge singer trying to relate to a bunch of nuns, but since she is a singer, she helps turn around their really shitty choir. I love all the songs, because they adapt a bunch of, like, 50 songs to make them, like, religious. And if there's one thing I love, it's 50 songs. By far, that are religious. If you can work God into any song, I will buy your album. But without a doubt, it's Sister Act, one of my favorite movies of the 90s, bar none.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my God.
My God.
Nothing you could do, because I'm stuck like glue to my God.
My God.
My God.
I'm sticking to my God.
Now, quick question. How many of these 9 movies do you think Phil saw in the theater?
I'm going to say you saw Fight Club.
I did not see Fight Club in the theater.
Okay, so in that case, I'm going to say 3, because I feel like you would have seen Silence of the Lambs, maybe?
No.
You would have been young for Silence of the Lambs.
So here's the answer. The answer is Toy Story,
mm-hmm.
Sister Act, mm-hmm. The Mask, and Mrs. Doubtfire. I saw all 4 of those in the theater.
The Mask is one that, like, I feel like a lot of people your age, like, you would have been like 12 when The Mask came out, like 94, 95?
Yeah, that's about right.
So I feel like a lot of people your age then would have seen The Mask. And, like, I will say this. I don't like Jim Carrey. I think The Mask is still a great movie. Like, that is maybe the best Jim Carrey movie out there, because I feel like Ace Ventura gets into, like, shit comedy, both literal and figurative, pretty yep. quickly. But, like, The Mask is just, like, a fun family movie where he's zany and a likable guy.
And you have Cameron Diaz. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, you have Cameron Diaz. Good God.
Young Cameron Diaz.
Jesus.
Like, I mean, that's any boy my age around that time, it was, like,
She was Jessica Rabbit come to life, which was a good thing. Yes. But yeah, my Sister Act here for me.
All right. So Sister Act is Al's 90s movie of choice here. All right. So pick a soap schemer, soap opera schemer, I should say.
Pick a soap schemer. Tide.
Dang you, Coast. So there are 9, and I will start with Sammy from Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke from Melrose Place. Abby from Dawson's Creek, Sydney from Melrose Place, Val from 90210, Kristen from Days of Our Lives, Drew from Young and the Restless, Amanda from Melrose Place, or Brenda from 90210.
Okay. Here's what I will say. I have not seen Melrose Place. And I have not. I have seen some of Beverly Hills 90210, but I mean, Melrose Place is just not, like, I didn't even finish 90210. I got like 4 seasons in. Melrose Place, I just never really wanted to get into. Like,
You're a Dawson's Creeker?
I have seen some Dawson's Creek. I've actually been watching it very recently, which is to say in the last several months. Like I said, I have seen 90210. I haven't seen The Val Years, because, like, when I stopped, she was just debuting as a character. Brenda is a schemer and what an asshole oftentimes. But I gotta say, out of this group, I do lean towards Abby from Dawson's Creek, because from what I've seen, a giant asshole who just likes to stir shit for no reason. A fun character also. So Abby it is.
After everything I've done for you, how could you go and steal him from me?
Are you out of your mind? He doesn't even know that you exist, Abby. might want to stop and pick up some condoms. You're in the big leagues now, babe. I mean, that guy probably has illegitimate kids scattered all up and down the eastern seaboard.
Shut up, Abby.
Yeah, he probably likes a kinky. Oh, but that's right. You're the girl from New York City, right?
I'm warning you, back off.
Yeah, old Vincent probably knows an easy lay when he sees one.
Don't you ever talk to me again, ever.
Abby from Dawson's Creek is Al's soap opera schemer.
Yes. All right.
So the next question is, you're going to pick a Kool-Aid flavor, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're a kid from the 90s, you all remember the small little packs of Kool-Aid that you would get in like a bundle of 10, and then you would add to water, and magically you have a sugary, awesome drink.
Mm-hmm. And diabetes.
And diabetes. Although these all say unsweetened for some reason, but I'm pretty sure they were sweetened.
They just didn't have sugar. They probably had some other sort of sweetener. Baby tears.
Sugar. Oh, well, in any case.
Add sugar.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so it's tropical punch, grape, watermelon, berry blue, black cherry, pink swamingo.
Very good.
Sorin strawberry lemonade, cherry, or orange.
This is an interesting choice for me because I don't really remember us really having a lot of Kool-Aid in the house. I remember us having, sometimes we had Tang.
It was always iced tea.
We always had iced tea.
Always iced tea.
We were an iced tea family.
And it wasn't like brewed iced tea. Just like
powdered.
The powdered garbage that is like the worst thing to drink.
Yep. That Lipton stuff.
Yep. Lipton. Oh, no, we couldn't afford Lipton unless it was on sale. It was like always like store brand. It was always like store brand or 4C if it was on sale or Lipton if it was on sale. But it was always like store brand ones. It was awful.
I just quickly Googled 4C iced tea and just like looking at that canister, just like whiplashed me back to like 1998.
Memories just flooded back.
Terrifying.
And then Al always had his secret recipe.
Yes, which was, of course, triple the amount of iced tea powder to the same amount of water.
Yes. How many scoops? We're just double this.
Yeah. You call that iced tea? This is iced tea. I was Southern before I knew what Southern was, Phil.
Al's diabetes in the picture.
I was the Paula Deen of my time. Well, so for me, I'm going on like what my favorite flavors here would be.
Okay.
I do like cherry as like a drink flavor.
But cherry or black cherry?
No, probably just cherry. I don't like black cherry as much. I do also really, really like the taste of like synthetic flavored orange. Like, as you know, I used to be a big guy with orange Tic Tacs.
Yes.
Those used to be my thing, and then I had to quit because I knew it wasn't healthy and I was going down a bad road. This is the closest I ever got to, like, drug abuses. Al ate an awful lot of Tic Tacs sometimes.
Orange number 5 was Al's go-to.
To be fair, during finals in college, I would buy, like, a 4-pack of those Tic Tacs and just down them all in one sitting.
Oh, my God.
And aside from that, I mean, I feel like I would maybe like watermelon, but I feel like that wouldn't be the greatest flavor of Kool-Aid, so I'm probably going to go with cherry here, Phil.
So standard cherry for Al.
Mm-hmm.
No pink swamingo, huh?
No, but it is a great pun. Part of me wants to pick it just for the wordplay.
You getting hot?
Yeah, are you getting thirsty?
Yeah, this is a job for Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah, crash bang, boom, bang. Kool-Aid wipes out thirst for you.
Oh, yeah.
Soft drink mix.
Oh, yeah!
All right, so question number 3 has to do, right? Number 3, is that where we're at? No, 4. I'm sorry. Question number 4. Question number 4 has to deal with 90s hairstyles. It looks like it is like directed towards women.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but luckily, I'm judgy as hell.
These are not men's hairstyles. So, so the first one is the Janet braids.
Mm-hmm.
Then the middle part. Double bun, pixie cut, vintage bob, spiky twist updo.
Oh, man.
Feathered bangs, baby spice pigtails, or the most iconic one, I would say, of the 90s is the Rachel.
Absolutely. Those spiky twist updo images, this is of Sarah Michelle Gellar and the girl who played Willow, whose name I never remember.
It's like Amanda something in it.
I don't know what it is. Willow. Ooh, she was played by Allison Hannigan.
Ah, that's who it was.
Yeah, but this image of them with their spiky twist updos is just like, oh, so many just like Neutrogena ads in the late 90s. Look, I'm not a big fan of the feathered bangs here, which is represented by DJ Tanner. The Baby Spice pigtails, I think look good on Baby Spice, but I mean, I wouldn't wear them if I were a girl. See, part of the issue with the middle part is like, it's an image of, it's an image of Katie Holmes, and 90s Katie Holmes is very attractive. So my eye gets drawn to that. But then again, you got Brandy. Not Brandy. Is it Brandy? It's...
Yeah. Brandy's next to her. Yep.
Okay. With the double buns, and she looks very nice. But I feel like if I'm picking a 90s hairstyle, I feel like, honestly, the middle part is very indicative of the 90s, both for women and men. And screw it. I really like this image of Katie Holmes. So I'm going with the middle part.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Stunning all right. defeat to the Rachel.
All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, God, I feel more delirious than my cousin, Stewie Cruz. I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay! Go see my new movie! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay!
All right, Al, so the next one is going to be a little bit harder to describe because there's no words. So I'm going to have to kind of describe what is on the covers of these Disney Adventure covers.
Paint me a word picture, Phil.
All right, so the first one is... Jason Priestley standing with Jessica Rabbit. The next one is Joey Lawrence dressed as Aladdin with the monkey on his shoulder. The one after that is Neil Patrick Harris with some kind of spooky goblin behind him. The one after that is going to be, looks like the kids from the Addams Family.
Yes, it does. The movie.
And then they also have Cruella DeVille standing behind them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who the next one is, Phil?
The next one, I do not know who the duck is. No,
that is Magica Dispel from DuckTales.
Ah, so Magica Dispel with Will Smith.
That is a weird combination, if ever I've seen one.
It says 1992 on it, Al.
I believe it.
You can literally make it out. The next one is the cast of the original Power Rangers.
Hmm.
The one after that
with no ducks.
With no ducks, just them. The next one is Crisscross on the cover.
Daddy Mac will make you.
Jump, jump.
I believe Goofy's son is in the corner there.
Max, I believe is his name, if I'm not mistaken. I know, look at me. The next one is Macaulay Culkin as he's getting ready to go back to school with Ursula.
Yeah, Ursula looks like she's pulling him into her, like, genitals.
Yeah, it looks, and he does not look like he's happy about
it. He's got the accurate reaction that someone would have.
And last but not least is Fred Savage hanging out with it looks like the is it Tailspin?
No,
Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale's.
Yeah, it's with the Rescue Rangers. So, Al, which one of these is most indicative of the 90s to you?
You know, this is hard because, like, part of me wishes that they still made just these covers of, like, making celebrities interact with Disney characters like this, because it's actually a lot of fun to look at. Especially, like, Will Smith just no-selling Magica Dispel's face. It's just, like, he's not looking at her at all. I mean, the Jason Priestley one is fun because you have... Who is that? Is that
Jessica Rabbit?
I thought so. It's Jessica Rabbit on his shoulder, and I mean that is maybe the best. If I had to be in any of these, I would want to be in that one. But I feel like for me, like what reaches out to me most as my childhood in the 90s or connecting to my childhood in the 90s would definitely be the Power Rangers one. It's definitely not the best cover, but I was a huge Power Rangers fan in the 90s. I feel like every kid my age was, but just like You watch them every day after school. You watch them on Saturdays. You wanted to do karate because they did karate. You wanted to kick everyone. Fuck, I did have one of those action figures where, like, you could, it was a Power Ranger, and then you could, like, turn the head inside out, inside the body, and then it would be the character's head.
Mm.
So it was like they were morphing.
Mighty morphing.
They, not only were the action figures great, but those episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are great in that they are shit and they're fun to watch. So check those out on Netflix if you want to kill your childhood. But yes, definitely going with Power Rangers Disney Adventure cover, even though it does suck.
Zordon said these power morphers would give us power. Let's do it! Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
So, Disney Adventures Power Ranger cover. Oh, it has the genie on top. So.
Oh, he is in there. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. See?
They really tried to work one in there.
I know. They're like, oh, we'll just put the genie just hanging out up there. All right. So, next, you are going to pick an angst anthem. Ooh, okay?
I'm the right guy for the job.
All right. So, first one is X Factor by Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. Criminal by Fiona Apple. Don't Speak by No Doubt. I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige. Nirvana's Smell Like Teen Spirit. Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. So not the non-good one. Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. Or Radiohead Creep. So which one of these is your angst 90s out anthem, excuse me.
Listen, there's one thing you might know about me, Phil, is that my appreciation for most music ended in the year like 2002. So I am someone who listens to an awful lot of 90s music.
2002? I thought it said like 1992.
I thought it was like 1969. All this disco ruined everything.
When did River of Dreams come out, Al?
That was 93, Phil.
That's okay. So 1993.
That was a banger album, if ever I remember one.
That was a good album.
You got a
good song, at least.
Yeah, good song. But you got some good songs on there. I think that one he wrote about his daughter, the lullaby one. I think that's on there. Anyway, getting back to this,
but none of these are, that is not one of the songs here, Al.
Which Billy Joel song from the album River of Dreams? Look, I mean,
so which one do you think is the angst song to your 90s anthem?
I feel like there's a couple standouts. I do like the song Don't Speak, but I don't feel like it's especially angsty.
Okay.
Doesn't represent my angst anyway. Not my angst. Okay. I can obviously Smells Like Teen Spirit is full of angst, but I feel like if I was angsty, the song I would want to listen to, and still a song that's just fackin' fantastic, Phil.
Fackin'.
I can't even speak anymore. Don't speak.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
No, I'm going with You Ought to Know by the wonderful Alanis Morissette.
You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
That's just a good song, even if you're not feeling angsty.
There you go. I think that's a good choice. I would have probably gone with Smells Like Teen Spirit would have probably been my 90s angst song. Yeah. But no, I think that's a good choice on your part. All right, next. Which drink is the right one, baby?
I don't know, sweetheart.
So we have 9 drinks here to pick from, Al.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Lifesaver Soda.
Okay.
The next is High C Echo Cooler,
mm-hmm.
Orbitz, Surge, Snapple True Root Beer,
mm-hmm.
Crystal Pepsi, Josta, Squeezits, and OK Soda.
Okay. So I feel like you have far more backing in these drinks than I do. I have vivid memories of being at like a supermarket or something and seeing like cases of Orbitz.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the bottles and looking at the shit floating inside and going, even as at like 6 years old or whatever, going, no one's going to buy that. Who would want to buy that? Who would want to drink
that? It's not appealing.
And shockingly, it went out of business pretty quickly. Did you drink any of that Orbitz, Phil?
I did not drink Orbitz. I might have had one just now thinking about it, but I cannot remember what to tell you what it tasted like.
Okay. Speaking of OK, does OK Soda mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, because it just looks like
I have no idea what that is.
It looks like soda promoted by like AHA in their Take On Me music video.
it literally does. I could say out of the ones here that I've drank, I've drank Hi-C, the Echo Cooler, Surge, Crystal Pepsi, Squeeze-Its.
Yeah.
I've had all of those.
I mean, like I said,
it's a drink made by Betty Crocker.
But it's weird, isn't it?
It is a little
but
weird.
But I definitely had enough of those as a kid and have fond memories of those, especially just because like the way you open it, where you like snap the top off.
Oh, yeah. So cool.
Always made you feel like a badass, like you were drinking beer or something.
Such a badass. It's like you're literally pulling the top off a beer. Yep. I agree with you on that.
I'm going with Squeeze It.
Squeeze It it is.
Squeeze It fruit drink. So much fun, kids can't wait to get their hands on it. You don't just drink a Squeeze It, you squeeze a Squeeze It. Squeeze It in fruity flavors like chocolate cherry and mean green puncher. Go ahead. Squeeze the fun out of it.
All right, so which TV cast would you actually hang with?
Mr. Okay, Cooper?
So there's... it's not a... Nope, sorry, can't pick Mr. Cooper.
It's in the name of the show.
So there are 9 casts here. And which one of these would you hang out with? Living Single, So Weird, Seinfeld, Sister Sister, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Melrose Place, The Secret World of Alex Mack, Martin, or Martin, and Salute Your Shorts.
Damn Gina, Phil.
Dang Gina.
Again, this is a lot of some of these shows I haven't seen, like So Weird I haven't seen. Living Single I definitely know about, but I haven't seen Melrose Place, as I said.
Because we're living... Single.
I wouldn't want to hang out with the cast of Seinfeld because they seem like assholes and one of them is a racist. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air might be cool. But I feel like a lot of the people on that show, a lot of the characters on that show were kind of assholes too. Like even Will Smith and Carlton and like Ashley. Ashley's not so much, but the other one.
They were all assholes.
Yeah. I feel like probably the safest bet, and the one I would still enjoy now. Maybe not as much now because the Maoris are kind of weird, but definitely Sister Sister. I love that show. I don't think it's
a show. Are you really picking Sister Sister?
Absolutely. I think it's a. First of all, Phil. Okay. Let me break this down for you for a second. Ready?
Okay.
Tia and Tamara, cool, fun twins, right? Nice people.
Okay.
One of their fathers owns a limo company, so free limo rides.
Okay.
And most importantly, the other one's mom is Jack A. Harry.
Jack A.
Okay. If I don't get to hang out with Jack A. Harry, I'm not living my best life, and I want to do that, so.
All right.
Jack A. Harry it is.
Hey, man. Hey, to each their own.
Hello, emergency? This is an emergency. My girls are having sharp stomach pains, and they need some help. What kind of pains? This kind.
Ow!
Yes, yes, they both have high fevers. What do you think it might be? Appendicitis, gallbladder, or what?
No, they ain't dead, no, I'm sure.
Because if they were, they'd be sleeping in a manger, okay? Now, how soon can you have ambulance over here?
20 minutes? People could die in 20 minutes.
We're gonna die? Over my dead body.
I would have probably picked, well, see, it depends. Like, are we talking, like, as I lived in the 90s or now in the 90s? Like, which one would I rather would live with now?
Let's say you now would go back to the 90s and hang out with the 90s characters.
It'd probably be the cast of Melrose Place.
That's fair.
But in the 90s, it probably would have been, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got a rich-ass judge uncle.
It's true.
Right? And you got a cool cousin. And then, you know, you got the straight-up cousin. And you got a butler. That's true. Come on. You got a butler.
Everyone had a butler in the 90s.
It's the 90s. You got a butler.
Economy must have been doing well. Everybody had a butler. Fucking the nanny had a butler.
I mean, come on. It was a butler. How do you say no?
Jeffrey, go fetch my tools. You mean your knife and fork?
All right, so Al has picked Sister Sister as his which TV cast would you actually hang with in the 90s?
And I believe this is the last question here, Phil.
This is the last question, and probably one of the most important questions of a kid in the 90s.
True.
Is which toy, or pick a toy, which toy would you be of the 90s? The American Girl doll? The Super Soaker 50? The Tamagotchi? The Crayola Magic Scent Crayon? The Skip It? The Nintendo 64? The Nickelodeon Gak?
People love their
Treasure
Gak.
Trolls? Or Tickle Me Elmo? Which one of these, Al, would you consider your 90s toy?
It's a very good lineup of 90s toys, I'll say. Who doesn't remember?
I agree with you. These are all good 90s toys. And I will save my answer until you give me yours.
I definitely used the Crayola Magic Scent crayons. Or these are crayons, but I use the Magic Scent markers more often. And they were fucking awesome. We never really watched Nickelodeon because we didn't have cable, so I never really got the whole Gak thing. But like talking to people my age, Gak is and Nickelodeon are two big things, but Gak is like a touchstone for a lot of people. I never really played with a Skip It, but who doesn't love that fucking commercial?
Hey now, kids, come get around. See what just skipped in the town. So skip it, skip it. Jump to hop hop, skip it, skip it, skipping and a screaming and a bop to bop.
One of the things I miss the most about the 90s is how absolutely everything had a jingle. Like, Skip It had a jingle. Every fucking toy in the 90s had a jingle. Every fucking product in the 90s had a jingle. But, like, it's not here, but the toy I most associate with the 90s for myself was a little toy called Sock'em Boppers.
Oh, yeah. We got into a lot of trouble with those Sock'em Boppers.
So basically, if you don't know, folks, Sock'em Boppers are, they were like inflatable, basically like boxing mitts that you would inflate and then put on your hands. And the whole concept is just to punch other kids. Like, they encourage you, the commercials literally just show like one kid getting hit by like seven other kids. It's fucking insane. And the fact that anyone ever sold these is ridiculous, but like, I got them as a kid, probably for like my fifth or sixth birthday.
Yeah.
And, or maybe Christmas, I don't remember. And so much fun.
And we got them taken away about 30 minutes after getting them.
That's true. And literally. Part of that might be the fact that Phil is and was 10 years older than me. So when I was 5 in the 90s, he was 15.
And, oh man, we were sock'em bopping the heck out of each other.
And to be fair, I was a small 5 and Phil was a big 15.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun had there. But I mean, we never really had a Nintendo 64. We were a Genesis family and proudly so. I think I did have a Tamagotchi. I think I had like a, either Tamagotchi or like the other one that was a Gigapet.
Yeah. I would say, or the, you know, Chinese cheap,
that's true.
Rendering version of it.
I feel like I had a Toy Story or a Buzz Lightyear one, whichever one that was. I had a Buzz Lightyear one. But like for me, the thing that like I would want the most if I was a kid in the 90s now, and well, if I was a kid in the 90s and I still would want one of these now, is a Super Soaker 50.
Yep.
I do have a specific memory of like our cousin asking me what I wanted for my birthday and me saying water guns and then me getting like 3 Super Soakers and being so fucking happy. Like,
yep.
So I had those fucking Super Soakers for years and years and they were the best goddamn thing. I so much love those toys. So without a doubt, Super Soaker 50. And with that, I would like to find out. Well, first, Phil, what would your toy have been here?
My toy would be, I would 100% agree with you. The Super Soaker 50, in my eyes, is one of the most iconic 90s toys.
And I mean, mine didn't look like the 50. Mine was like the next generation after,
yeah,
but like.
Yeah. Like for me, when I was, like when they first came out, I would have killed for that damn toy. And everybody in our neighborhood had one, except for me. And it was one of those things that I've always wanted a Super Soaker 50.
Such an iconic design, too.
It is. So, Al, are you ready?
Yes, to find out which year of the 90s I am.
Which 90s year you are?
Yes.
Do you have a guess? Without looking. Have you looked at the results, have you?
I have not. I have not filled in the answers here.
Okay, perfect. So that's good. Which year would you guess you are?
I would guess I'd probably be towards the later end of the 90s. That's when most of my 90s experiences happened. I'm going to guess 97, maybe 96.
Oh, okay. Well, Al, I'm going to tell you that you are one of those years.
Mm.
You are 1996.
Yeah, a good year. Good year. A lot of good things happened in 96, including the premiere of one little show called Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So I guess I'll read the little blurb.
Please do. The best part of any of these.
You got 1996. You're all about your own cool style. And just like the Spice Girls, you appear to want to be.
It's terrible writing.
It is. Some people can call you a teen witch like Sabrina. Hey.
Perfect.
But you can put on several different wigs, borrowed from the RuPaul show, of course.
Good, good.
And be anyone you want to be for the day. Mm. Why wait until July 4th? Every day is Independence Day.
Good. Wow. Somebody worked a lot of references into 1996 there, and some of them worked, and some of them were that Independence Day one. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with that. I think that is right around where I should be. Obviously for this show, it makes a hell of a lot of sense. I actually think Sister Sister might have also been a 96 premiere, maybe 95, but I feel like it's right around 96. Very happy with it. Looking back, and maybe the most 90s year of all, some might say, right in the middle there.
Al, would you like to know what I got real quick?
Are you just filling it through real quick?
I'm filling it through real quick.
I'm gonna guess you're 1992.
Okay, that's a good guess. According to them, I am the year 1999.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the older brother.
You are the older brother. But no, it says I'm year 1999. And I'm not going to read their awful blurb because it has a bunch of crap in it.
Does it use the phrase party like it's 1999?
It does not.
Oh, they missed out. Amateurs.
There's definitely no glitch in your matrix.
Good.
You're a trendsetter because you've always got your mind on the future.
Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid of Y2K. Your outlook on life is strictly millennium.
Perfect.
The future is now for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now just because... I'm sorry. Now just because you want it that way, but because like the Backstreet Boys, you've always got it larger than life.
Nice.
God, this is terrible. All right, well, I am 1999.
Very cool. I feel bad for the person whose year was like 97. It's like, you're more of a Dharma or Greg. It's like, okay, is that the only thing that happened in 97? Yeah, pretty much. You're dead.
I don't know how they get these years. Like, how they associate.
I would have guessed that you would have been earlier just because, like, you have more of a, like, a connection to the earlier years than I would.
Well, here's the irony. Like, all the stuff I chose was earlier.
Yeah.
Like, maybe besides the mask was a little bit later on.
That was 94.
I can run through them real quick. The Mask.
Mm-hmm.
My soap opera schemer was Val from
90210.
I picked Tropical Punch as my Kool-Aid flavor.
Mm-hmm.
The Rachel was my haircut that I picked as iconic for the 90s.
Also would have been 94, I think.
I picked Will Smith as the cover.
The Willennium.
Because he's literally like, you know, the most 90s thing.
He is, and very uninterested in this cover.
Yes, very. Nirvana, Smell Like Teen Spirit was my angst song.
That would have been like 91?
Yeah, like 92-ish, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right around there. Surge, that was my drink.
Classic.
That I selected. The Cast of Melrose Place was the one I selected. And my toy, of course, was the Super Soaker 50. And I'm 1999 somehow.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
But in any case, if you want to do this again... The if you want to figure out what year you are, we did the which year of the 90s are you quiz on BuzzFeed.
Check the link in the description below.
There you go. I'll throw it back to you, Al.
Thank you. Phil, I got to say, you did a heck of a job as Quizmaster.
Well, thank you.
You know, we kept us on track, but you filled in some interesting 90s experiences of your own, which is great. You get a solid A+ on this instance of Quizmastering on your part. You've done it.
My life is now complete.
You've earned tenure as a Quizmaster.
My life is now complete.
But yes, do folks, if you want to take the quiz and let us know what you got on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sabrina's Witch Files or at Sabrina Podcast on Twitter, and, give us a follow everywhere and listen to us and subscribe to us and review us everywhere you can. And, just before we close out here, Phil, I do want to say thank you for stopping by and, quiz mastering me. And I thought it was a fun quiz, a fun, interesting, way to make some content, if nothing else.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Again, thank you for inviting me and having me quiz you.
Absolutely.
On your 90s, what you would be.
And of course, as payment, as is tradition on Challenge of the Quizmaster here, you get one Super Soaker 50 as payment.
Sweet. You know where to send it.
I'll just pay that $3,700 probably for a new Super Soaker 50.
What does one go for?
If you want like an original one, they're pretty expensive. I actually... Fun side note, when I was your best man, the gift I was going to give you, like you specifically, was going to be a Super Soaker 50 because
they
also released like 25th anniversary editions of them.
Mm.
They actually were probably pretty close to the 30th anniversary one.
Yeah, there's the 20th anniversary edition that was on Amazon here. Let me see what's on eBay.
They're probably going to spend every bit of $100 on them, if not more. Ugh. Probably $140.
This one's a used one. 1990s Super Soaker, $99.
Yeah,
and someone graffitied it with a smiley face on the cartridge.
Sick. Really? So you can tell it was from the 90s. Yes, but thank you for stopping by, Phil. Always fun to talk to you, and always fun to have a quiz with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
And I want to say thank you guys for listening. Always great to have you guys listening and giving us your feedback, reviewing. All that stuff. And until next time, we will see you in the other realm.
The 90s are going to make the 60s look like the 50s.
Honey, it's the 90s, remember? Microchips, microwaves, faxes, air phones.
Wake up and smell the 90s.
For God's sake, Chucky, drag yourself into the 90s.
Uncle Phil, can you take a stroll into the 90s, please?
Come on, Uncle Phil, this is the 90s, man.
Man, it's the 90s. It's hammer time. Come on.